This notion, which was so powerful within Christian circles in the literate class, fell upon very willing ears in the rest of European society. Throughout much of Western Europe, Celtic, Germanic, and eventually Slavic peoples had their own traditions of a warrior ethos, and it's extremely well seen in the Germanic epic traditions. And it is remarkable what Western Europeans really thought their faith was all about. One of the favorite examples I give this in class is the Middle High German epic, the Heitland, which is a German versification, early German poem, describing the crucifixion of Christ. And Christ simply marches in there as if he's a Germanic warrior challenging his would-be tormentors to the cross, quite different from the story as understood now from the Synoptic Gospels. Charlemagne had no hesitation about chopping down sacred trees, slaughtering thousands of Saxons on the Weser in 772 if they refused to accept the faith. And he could draw all sorts of parallels to the kings of the Old Testament, to the notions of just war, and to his own Germanic traditions going back to his pagan ancestors that you should convert, yet your God was to be upheld by victory. So by 1095, many Western Europeans accepted that you could convert the pagans by the sword. You could defend Christendom by the sword. That a holy war was justifiable. And as I've described earlier, in 800, given the small size of Western Europe, given how it was besieged on all frontiers in the 9th and 10th century, attacks by Vikings, Hungarians, and Muslims, this vision was intensified. There might be another aspect about this that intensified these notions of holy war, and that was Western Europeans in 1095, on the eve of the First Crusade, really didn't have many people of other religions living in their midst. There were Jewish communities in some of the big cities of the Rhineland, such as Cologne, which was probably the largest city north of the Alps at the time. They were in some of the cities of on the key rivers of France and the Low Countries. But beyond that, there were a very tiny minority. There were essentially none. It was not as if the Western Europeans ruled over a large subject population of another faith. And therefore, they didn't have the kind of ideology that the Abbasid caliphs inherited, that the people of the book, the Christians, the Jews, the Zoroastrians, that is, all fellow monotheists, should be tolerated. To be sure, this was a provisional toleration on the part of the Muslims, but nonetheless, it was within the Muslim tradition. And again, most Western Europeans, there were exceptions, because the Christians in Spain and Sicily had long contact with Muslims, but most Western Europeans really never encountered anyone of another faith and other than what would be classified as a heathen. And this leads to another important point, and that is how much the people of Western Europe, particularly those in the Celtic and Germanic and Slavic lands, especially as Eastern and Central Europe was increasingly brought into the Western Church, that how much of these regions and the Christians living in these regions still in some ways believed in the traditions of their pagan ancestors. They may have been Christian in name. And the Benedictine monks who came and lived among them and taught them the Christian traditions, nonetheless had to overcome certain types of notions that were just innate to their traditions. They lived in dense forests, marshes, heaths. These were areas only that they were beginning to bring under control. This was not the parkland of Western and Central Europe today. And in these regions dwelled demons and witches and all those in the service of Satan, including the old gods. In fact, many of the survivals about the old gods in German come from charms in which the ancient gods are somehow cast as figures responsible for miracles or casting of spells. And that's an important point to stress. That is, there was a constant notion that there was an inimical world out there, a demon and spiritual world that was against Christians that had to be warded off. And that intensified these notions that the pagans and the heathens were in league with these forces.